Last month, the nation and the San Joaquin Valley lost an icon in the world of poetry, Pulitzer Prize winner and U.S. Poet Laureate Philip Levine, who passed away at his home in Fresno. One of his lasting legacies wasn't just his work, though. It's in the poetry community that he helped to foster here in Central California, which has since become known worldwide. Names like Gary Soto, David St. John, Larry Levis, and our next guest, an emerging poet, David Campos. His new collection of poems just won the prestigious 2014 Andres Montoya Poetry Prize, which is dedicated to supporting the work of emerging Latino poets. The book is called Furious Dusk and was published by the University of Notre Dame Press. David Campos joins us today. He's also an English teacher at Fresno City College. David, welcome.
Thank you for having me.
Before we start, I just want to ask you to comment on the legacy of Philip Levine. And you're one in a line of many Fresno poets who in some way owe something to the poetry community that he helped to create here. What are your thoughts when you think back at him and the community of poets that we have here in the Central Valley?
I think without him, poetry in Fresno wouldn't really exist the way I have come to know it. Even Andres Montoya himself was a student of his, and the first time I saw Philip Levine read was at a memorial reading for Andres Montoya. And that's the first time I saw him read, and I became aware of his influence here in Fresno City and in the Fresno poets community.
Now, talking about poetry is an interesting thing because we delay the actual reading of the poetry, which we will do in a moment before the end of the program. But I want to talk about this new collection, Furious Dusk. One of the judges of the competition wrote the following, and they said, a work whose five parts trace the son's efforts only partially successful to fulfill his father's expectations and perhaps even more difficult understand those expectations enough to forgive them. Your work is very personal. It's drawing on your personal experience. Was this a challenging project?
Very challenging emotionally, personally. Even some of the poems, I'm getting in trouble with family members, and because of how personal and how honest sometimes I can be with these poems. But I felt like the honesty needed to happen. The honesty needed to be inside the poems in order for the audience to really know what the poem was trying to get at.
How do you deal with that as a writer, as a poet? Is there that sometimes that feeling to almost self-censor?
Yes. There's always that moment of like, I don't want to send this out. I don't want to send this out, but it needs to be out there. Other people have gone through similar experiences. They need to know that they're not alone.
The death of your father was definitely a big part in this collection and shaping where you are today. How did you deal with that on the page?
Now, that was not true.
Well, it's not.
No, it's not true. I had to, I guess, metaphorically kill him, or the father that I knew as I became aware of who he was as a human being. So before I held him up on this pedestal and finally seeing who he was and interrogating what he had done and how he taught me to be a man and how wrong that was over a period of time, that bringing him down and just putting that to rest and letting me see who he was as a human being allowed me to grieve for who I thought he was before. So that's one of the misconceptions, I guess, that people think of when they read this.
That's a powerful idea.
Mm-hmm.
Very much so. Again, we're talking with poet David Campos. His new collection of poems is called Furious Dusk. It just won the prestigious Andres Montoya Poetry Prize. What was it like to receive that honor and someone that was very influential in your life? It's named for him.
Yeah. His book, The Ice Worker Sings and Other Poems, was the first poetry collection I ever read. So beyond that, I came back, and when I received that call, it was mind-blowing. It was world-shifting. I had never really anticipated it before. Like, I'm going to be an author. That blew my mind, and it still blows my mind. I'm still getting emails every now and then that says, I love your book. And I'm just like, oh, my God, this is happening. This is really happening.
How did you wind up in this profession? How did you go from growing up to becoming a poet?
I had a brilliant English teacher in high school at Fresno High before she moved on to teaching at Clovis East. Her name was McKendra McCoy, and I don't know if she was lying to me, but but she said, you have a talent, you know, with writing. And that's when I really started pursuing English as a career. I wanted to be just like her. I wanted to teach. So I pursued a teaching degree.
And now you are teaching at Fresno City College, working with young people. Do you see a little of yourself in those faces staring back at you?
All the time. And I love it. I love the interaction with the students. It just reminds me of myself so much. And I constantly remind them, you know, it's possible to succeed.
And it has to be great to see someone like Gary Soto, who's had so much success and now comes back to City College. Maybe talk about that. What is that like for them to not only see, hey, my professor just won this award and he has a book, and then Gary Soto is coming back to City College and he does all the things there. It has to be inspiring for them.
It is. I've even mentioned, because he gives personal tours of the museum there, and I mentioned to my students, go on one of these tours, talk to him, visit the museum, see what is available out there, not only for yourself, but, you know, for maybe your friends who may be interested in writing, right, and in this career.
Let's go ahead now and hear something from this new collection. Again, it's called Furious Dusk by poet David Campos, who joins us on Valley Edition today. Tell us first about what we're going to hear, and then maybe read a poem for us.
Now, this is actually true. One of the things that I talk about is infertility and the inability to have a child. So I'll just jump right into it. The title is Prayer. Reading polycystic ovary syndrome from lab results, the ink permanent. My wife's eyes lose their blue, trying to understand the dyslexia of her body. The confused twitch of her brows shake the language I speak from my tongue. Did you see us burn the copy we took home? The blackened shreds floating like moths. I pray, leave us alone. Let us walk to the bus stop without the shrill of all the children we can't have playing at the daycare on the corner. The laughter.
Again, a poem by author David Campos. His new collection of poetry is titled Furious Dusk. It just received the 2014 Andres Montoya Poetry Prize from the University of Notre Dame and their Latino Studies program. How did you manage to what was the process like? Do you enter this competition? Is there a call for entries? Does somebody contact you and say, hey, we want you to enter?
Yeah, there's a call for entry. And the contest is only once every 2 years. So the last time I entered, I was a finalist. And I didn't. Lorianne Guerrero won. And I was persistent. I was resilient. I was like, I'm going to fix this manuscript. So I went to grad school. And in grad school, when I got my MFA, I completely rewrote the manuscript. And when it was done, I sent it out again. And then it won.
And now it's your first book.
Now it's my first book.
That has to be incredibly satisfying to see your name in print. Now, people can also see you in person and get a copy of this book. Tell us about the event that's coming up at Arte Americas.
The book launch event is at Arte Americas in downtown Fresno, and it is March 21st. It is a Saturday from 4 to 7 p.m.
Again, poet David Campos, his new book is called Furious Dusk. He is the winner of the 2014 Andres Montoya Poetry Prize. He is also an English teacher at Fresno City College. And I'm sure his students are equally excited to see their professor go on to such great heights. David, thank you so much for joining us today, and congratulations.
Thank you, and thank you for having me.